You're listening to Sounds Good. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. I'm here with Kate Lochte as well as Debbie Danielson from the Murray Art Guild. Debbie, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Tracy.
And you're having a summer art party tomorrow.
We are. It's one of my favorite events. I think I say that every time. But the summer art party is really a lot of fun. We kind of celebrate the local arts. It's a fee-free event. It kicks off our membership and supporter drive. We have music outside. There's artists doing demos. And this year we're doing something different. The Meridas have brought their print collection over, and we're having a print sale. What else is going on?
Well, tell me what Alla Prima means.
Okay, so Joy Thomas will be there. She's a local artist who does portrait work and still life painting. Alla Prima means direct painting. So it's a very direct painting style that's done all at once. If you were painting outside, it would be on plein air. But inside, working from a still life, it's Alla Prima. So a very direct painting, it'll be done all at once. It's kind of wet on wet. Joy will be working throughout the 6 to 9 is when the event is, and she'll be working throughout that time. And we'll be selling raffle tickets for her, the painting that she creates, to be raffled at a later date. But you can watch her create the painting on site that evening.
And also see a fine new exhibit?
Yes. The exhibit that's up is Frances Wells, who is a local artist. Frances is actually a Murray State alumni. She, I don't know when she graduated, but she retired, left Murray, and then retired back in Murray. And this exhibit is some of her abstract work and some of her realistic work. She works in water media, not always watercolor, but sometimes acrylic and gouache. In her abstract work, there's a lot of layering, really rich surfaces in her paintings. She has exhibited nationally and won several awards in national watercolor competitions. It's a beautiful exhibit. I got to go to her house and pick out the pieces for it, and she's incredibly prolific. There were paintings.
Getting in a cream pot, huh?
Oh. I kept saying, oh, I'm so lucky. I'm so lucky. But there were paintings stacked up everywhere. So it was really wonderful to have the opportunity to go through those and pick out. There are 15 pieces in the exhibit.
Terrific.
So, yeah.
So we're talking about this event, which is at the Guild, and the location is
500 North 4th Street. And if you need more information about the whole event, you can see our website, murrayartguild.org. The event is scheduled to be both inside and outside. If it rains, we'll just move it all inside. If the weather's good, bring your chair because the music will be outside. Savage Radley's playing, and the Eddie Grove Duo will be playing as well.
There's plenty of parking around the place.
Yes, there is. Plenty of parking. People, I know there's a lot going on. Things on the square kind of come and go back and forth. So everything that we have going on there will be going on the whole time. There's activities for kids in honor.
Munchies?
Yes. Big Apple will be there with food and beverage. So, yeah, big fun.
I interrupted you.
Oh, I was going to say, in honor of Emily Wolfson, we're going to have a croquet area set up. So I think some of the members are making some artsy wicket, so we'll have a little croquet game going on,
Who
too.
Who told the story about Emily being a demon on the croquet
court? Several people told that story. And I mean, I think Stu was one of them. But
that's right. Yeah. There was a memorial service for Emily Wolfson, who is one of the dear women who made life rich in Murray during a certain generation.
She was a member of the Art Guild and supported the arts in so many ways, supported the community in so many ways.
And diminutive. So the thought of her, is it called railroading? Was that what
it was? I think so.
I'm not a croquet term knowledgeable person, mm-hmm. but it's the one where you take your mallet and just hit the ball of the opponent completely out of the plane. And Emily was, like I said, she's a little woman, and you just have to laugh at the thought of her
right.
being a demon.
So it just seemed like a great opportunity at the summer art party to play a little croquet.
Excellent. Debbie Danielson is executive director of the Murray Art Guild, and the summer art party is from 6 to 9 tomorrow night.
Yes, it is. We'll see you there.
And you can listen to the Blues Festival on WKMS while you're driving around.
That's right. 7 to 11 p.m. Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you.